This is a HeadGum Original.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
I got a show to listen to. It is called Review Review. Riley and Spawn, Jeffrey James. If you don't like it, well then you're lame. Listen to Review, listen to the show. Listen to Review, you know you gotta go. Listen to Review every Tuesday. Listen to Review so you can get laid. I hope you have sex soon, Jeffrey.
Listen, thank you for that theme song. That was fantastic. I don't want, like, we can't promise that you'll, that anyone will get laid if they listen to the show.
I almost feel like it's an anti-degiac.
Yeah.
I feel like if you listen to the show, it's going to make you less acceptable in sexual scenarios.
If you want to have sex, don't listen to our show. If you
well,
don't
no,
care.
Everybody wants to have sex. Almost everybody wants to have sex. We're going to lose our entire audience, right?
Not everybody.
Not everybody, a lot of people.
If you don't want to boink, give it a listen.
If you want to jump somebody's bones, take off your headphones. this came in from Tom Cafaro.
Hiddleston.
He said, please shout him out as Tom Cafaro at Ira Glassy on Instagram and at Tom the Vlog on YouTube. It would also be great for us to shout out his band, Worthless Commodity.
Ooh, great name.
They're on Bandcamp, Spotify, and at Worthless_Commodity on Instagram. So check them out.
Oh, thanks, Tom. That was fun.
Yeah. It was trying, he says. So shout
What's
out to him.
What's up, pup? Jeffrey.
Deeper into being vaccinated, you know, starting to see more of my friends. I was going to go surfing this morning with my buddy AJ. Shout out AJ. He listens to the show. And he bailed, which is fair because I didn't confirm with him until after we both fell asleep. So
there it is. That makes sense.
There it is. And but we are going to go this weekend and I'm excited about that.
Fun.
Yeah, what about you?
I got my hair fixed.
It looks really good.
I'm so happy with it.
Yeah.
I absolutely love it. The bits that were a little bit too red, a little bit too Archie Andrews vibes are now toned down. They're brown, but it's like you can still see the bits of red and highlight. I'm just like, this is what I imagine. I'm so excited.
Summer hair.
Makes me feel dyed. Jesus.
My hair, highlights and lowlights.
But I'm good. Today is Daniel's birthday at the time of recording, not the time of release. But today, April 27th, is Daniel Rashid's 28th birthday. And this morning, I'm like, oh my God, Daniel, you're 28. Like, how do you feel? Slash, like, you know, I love asking, like, as we're getting older, like, I love asking people, you know, it's like when you were a kid or like a teenager and you thought of the age that you are now, like, what did you, like, how did you think of that age? Like, did that seem really old to you? And Daniel's like, oh, I'm an adult. Like,
even now I feel that way. That's like,
totally.
Because I met Jake when he was 29 and I remember being like, oh, like that, you know, Jake's an adult.
No, it's really wild. And so Daniel's getting closer to 30. He can kiss it. He's so close.
30.
Great. So 28. I don't know.
So naughty.
Stop.
He's going to be so naughty then.
Stop it. But so it's very exciting, even though, like, I'm like, Daniel, what do you want to do today? He's like, I have to do my taxes. So yeah, it's exciting. I love a birthday. I love celebrating people's birthdays.
What are you gonna do for your birthday? Do you have any ideas?
I don't know. My birthday is June 3rd. I'll be turning 25. And like that to me feels like, ooh, I'm an adult.
I thought
like,
you already were 25.
I'm 24 for a little bit longer. But it's like 25 to me feels like, oh, all right. it feels a lot older than 24.
Yeah, you can rent a car without any insurance or any young renter's policy insurance.
So I don't know. Ideally, I think like by that time, lot of our friends will be fully vaccinated. So it's like maybe having a little get together with like
I don't even know if I know anybody. Oh no, I know people who are in between doses, but I don't know if I know any of my friends who haven't gotten a dose, which is a great feeling.
Which is exciting.
Yeah.
So yeah, but you know, when you have a birthday party, sometimes it, you know, there's gonna be food involved,
catering, yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Catering or like a nice home cooked meal, or like a potluck or, you know,
absolutely,
something like that. And it's like, you don't want to just have something on its own. You don't just want to have like, oh, I'll have a fry.
Yeah. You want like something that kind of jazzes up the plate, and you want something that's viscous.
It's like, I don't want to know where I am. I want to get lost in the sauce.
The sauce. And that's what we're talking about today.
Heinz.
Heinz. I auditioned for a pilot once. I don't know if you went out for this, but it was it took place, or no, the lead character worked at Heinz, and that was like half of the show, was that he quit his job at his great job at the Heinz factory and then just decided to work on a bucket list.
That's amazing. Jeff, what are your Heinz memories, your Heinz experiences, your reasons for Heinz?
My raison d'être.
Raison de sauce. I mean, look, everybody's had Heinz ketchup. I think I've had Heinz 57 once. It's fine. Yeah, I know that Heinz has like a ton of, they have the famously 57 varieties of sauces, but I feel like the only one that I've ever had is the ketchup. What about you?
I love some Heinz ketchup.
For sure.
Listen, obviously the Heinz mustard is also a contender. It's not as popular. It's not as in the spotlight as the ketchup.
Yeah.
But I remember the Heinz like purple ketchup.
Oh,
like there was like
I've
purple and green,
it's
maybe
so
blue.
Gross.
But it's like
at
there
the
was
time,
no
was
reason
awesome
for it. At the time I'm like, oh my God, eating purple ketchup. Like, but now like I was looking up reviews for that, but it's obviously discontinued and so there are no reviews for it anywhere.
Yeah.
And I was bummed, but I was looking at pictures and I'm like, that's vile. That is absolutely horrid.
Well, it's in a vial.
Exactly. It looks like a concoction in a lab. And then they're like, put it in your mouth.
It's just funny because purple's like not that far from red. Like, why didn't they make it blue or like, I don't know, clear?
It's just clear.
Crystal ketchup.
Why didn't they make it blue or clear? It's just
talking
something
about a car.
About it. I was looking up, like, because I love my reviews. I texted Jeff before we started recording. I'm like, I am so excited for the reviews today. Like, I don't know how I'm going to pick just two. These are so good. But Heinz, hold on, let me read you the variety of kinds of mixes. Like, they have a bunch of different, like, combinations of sauces. These are six different blends of Heinz sauces together. And the names are mayo chup, mayo racha, honey racha, mayo must, mayo q, and cranch.
Yeah. Is your first review about any of these, or do you just want to put them out?
I have a review about cranch and a review about mayo chup.
I also have a review about cranch. I wonder if it's the same one. Do you want to start us off with it?
I'll kick us off.
I think it's going to be the same exact one. Let's see.
I really hope it is.
Okay. Yep. I swear to God, it's going to. If it's not, I'm going to be shocked.
Okay, it's 5 stars?
Yep.
The title is D-Lish.
Yes, it's the same one. Yeah.
Oh my God. Okay, great. That makes me so happy that we both saw this and we're like, absolutely, it has to be this.
Yeah.
Okay, so because it's from Amazon customer AC, Jeff, give us a name for AC.
Aaron Carrico.
Aaron Carrico of VI Podcast. Okay, Aaron Carrico, 5 stars, title is Delish. This is for This is for Cranch, which is a ketchup ranch blend from Heinz. Cranch is my husband's nickname. Had to order some. Discovered it as delicious.
Sorry, what was that? Your husband's nickname is Cranch.
Cranch. Yeah. It's so I had to, I saw it and I'm like, oh, it's kind of, well, gotta have some Cranch for my Cranch. How did he get that nickname?
Yeah.
What is the
else
origin
could it be?
Story?
What else could it be a portmanteau of? Unless his name is like Carl Ranch or some bullshit.
Cranch! Like, at what age did that start?
It's like a dorm room suite of a bunch of like frat guys. Cranch. You guys want to come hang out?
Yeah, that sounds great.
You like that nickname I just came up for? It's kind of cool. Oh. I've been making up nicknames for everybody in the suite. Yours is Cranch. Yours is
Mine's
Cranch.
Cranch?
Yeah.
Why Cranch? My name's Bill.
Because you're crazy, and I could see you buying a ranch someday.
Buying a ranch someday?
Yeah.
All right.
Are we connecting?
I'm sorry. I know you came up with it, but I don't know if it's going to stick.
Really?
Yeah. Okay. Cranch?
What about Ron Sound? Because you kind of love music, and your name is Ron.
Well, my name is Bill.
Really?
I told you, like, not even a full minute ago, not even a full 60 seconds. And yeah, what about just, like, Billy or, like, B or something like that?
Western Mind. Because we're in the Western Hemisphere.
Yeah.
And, like, you're of sound mind. You have Ron Sound Mind. What about Ron Sound Mind?
My name's Bill, dude. For, like, the 10th time, my name's Bill.
Tyler, you were newly placed in this because of our friend went on a semester abroad. You said that your last rooming situation didn't work out. I mean, I feel like we should get to the bottom of it. Like, why didn't your last rooming situation work out? I don't know, honestly. It was kind of like, I mean, I did everything right. I gave him a nickname. Yeah, there it is. Yeah,
and there it is.
He just didn't, he didn't really like vibe with it, I guess. What was his nickname? Well, his name was Bryce, and I called him Fried Bryce. Fried Bryce, and he hated it because I kept calling it.
Why can't I have, like, what about, it's like I play basketball. I could be Basket Bill, you know, like something like that. Fry Bryce.
Hoop. Earring dreams.
No, man. These sound like AIM handles. I'm asking for a nickname.
Where did you get earrings from? Look, I know that I'm new here and I want to fit into the vibe of the suite. But you know what? Like, okay, Aaron, what about you? You could be Vroom. Vroom, vroom. In the room. Vroom, vroom, shake, shake the room. Because it's like...
That's the whole nickname for me. Vroom, vroom, shake, shake in the room.
It's Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. And it's like, you have a car on campus, which is kind of novel. And you shake the room because you have like a good personality. I don't know.
Like a freshman like pledge comes in. Oh, hey, Sky Tie. Yeah, your nickname is sick, Tyler. Sky Tie, because you're just like, you're always so high energy, so Sky Tie. Yo, that's a really good nickname, actually.
I hate that. Why am I Sky Tie?
Dude, Sky Tie is a killer nickname. Like,
no, you know what I want to be? If I could choose my own, if I had my druthers?
What?
It would be Layover. Because I love traveling, and you guys know that about me. And guess what else? I don't mind the journey, because the journey's half the battle. Oh, you know what? This could be right. This would be really good. What about Ron Battle for Billy?
No. Can I choose my own nickname? You just said you want yours to be Layover because you like the journey and traveling. Okay. By that logic, my name will be Hazelnut because I love hazelnut gelato.
No.
And
no, that would never work for
you.
That would never work for you.
What do you fucking mean? I'm going to call you Layover for the next...
I'm going to call you Hazelnut? You don't look like a hazelnut. You know what you look like? You look like sand on a roundhouse kick, because guess what? We went to the beach this last weekend, and we watched Roadhouse.
You are not the man you think you are. That's your nickname, Tyler.
What?
Tyler, not the man he thinks he is, Burr.
No, because I'm the guy who gives everybody nicknames because I'm sort of the alpha.
You can't decide to be that guy. People
yeah, man.
People earn their nicknames like... It just happens. You don't decide what they are.
Why can't you just let it happen organically, Tyler? Just like let people have accrue nicknames or not.
Well, or no. not. Exactly. Not no, everyone not exactly. has to have it. We're not Animal House, right?
We're Animal House. We're absolutely Animal House, first of all. Second of all, I also want to, I want to force camaraderie. I want to, because I'm new to the suite and I want to be in with you guys. You guys have had a whole semester without me and I want to connect with you guys. And I feel like if I give everybody nicknames, I kind of become the nucleus of the family.
Okay, you know what? Forget Sky Ty. Hey, brothers, I got one for Tyler. All right, man, let's hear it.
Yeah,
you
let's hear it. Let's
one.
Hear it. Let's hear it.
All right, Tyler. I'm walking around, like, looking you up and down. Like, I have, like, a tape measure. Like, I'm measuring all these. Like, I have a magnifying glass. Like, Tyler, what are we going to make with a guy like you? Oh, man, this is going to be good. It's going to be good. Rich has the best one.
Let's do this, Rich.
Tyler, kneel.
I'm not gonna get on my fucking knees for a pledge.
The guys, put him down.
Oh.
Tyler, from this day forth, you shall be known as Kneel.
They all go crazy.
Yes!
Kneel!
He's such a fucking kneel!
He's such a fucking kneel!
And
not really.
Tyler, I've already programmed into your family's phones. Your new name
How?
Is Kneel.
No way.
And your mom, a text comes in to your mom's your birth certificate. It's changed. It's Kneel Burr.
What the hell is this? That's such a bad first name. I'm so sorry, but that
this
sucks.
This name, it's gonna stick, Kneel. It's gonna stick for the rest of your life, Kneel. And oh yeah, I forgot to mention, the spelling is K-N-E-E-A-L.
Not even K-N-E-E-L. K-N-E-A-L. That sucks.
Hey, Rich, you are like, you're kind of the man.
He's
like,
not the
you,
alpha.
Should we
no
like,
way he's
all
the alpha.
Go to the bar later? We'll buy you drinks. You
no
don't
fucking
have to pay
way.
For a single thing.
I'll pay for the drinks. I'll pay for the drinks and I'll make everybody's nicknames and I'll coordinate events and I'll make sure that I'm kind of a nucleus, like I said. And that's how I'll get your guys' appreciation.
I kind of like, you're still on your knees, so I just kind of tap you and you fall over. Get it down, Kneel.
You have a say in this frat, Kneel.
Didn't you graduate high school early, Rich? Aren't you like 17? How the fuck is this happening?
That's exactly right. And since, you know, youth comes before beauty, sorry, fellas, I'm gonna give myself a nickname. I'm gonna be...
He puts a crown on his own head.
Brainy Bitch Rich. Yeah.
That's not a good nickname. How is that any better than Layover?
Get down, Kneel.
Ah!
You Brainy Bitch Rich.
That's kind of razzing yourself, by the way. You're calling yourself a bitch.
No, it's I'm the bitch. Kneel.
That's worse. Brainy Bitch Rich. Brainy Bitch Rich. Rich.
They carry me out of the room. Kneel, yeah, you're like... sitting there. It's just Tyler and Kneel. Hey, man, Rich is awesome, but...
Not really.
Well, no, he's pretty cool. I was just going to say I'm sorry
six
that, like...
6 years younger than you.
It happened this way.
Yeah.
I know you were just trying to make friends and, you know, feel like you're part of the group.
That's exactly it.
If you want to make you feel better...
Yeah, how are you going to make it up to me?
You can choose my nickname.
Really?
But only you can call me that. It's not going to catch on, but you'll be allowed to call me that.
Hoisin. Pick your hoisin.
Can you choose? Okay, never mind. Yeah, I'll take hoisin before it gets worse.
I'm so glad that we chose the same fucking review. All right, should we take a quick break and thank some sponsors?
Marty.
Riley, I have an Amazon subscription set up to send sunscreen to my house every single month. But it's winter, the sun doesn't come out here, so I don't need it, but I keep buying it because I keep forgetting to cancel it, and that's exactly the sort of thing that Rocket Money can help you out with. Did you know that nearly 75% of people have subscriptions that they've forgotten about? Before I started using Rocket Money, I thought I probably had, what, 3 subscriptions? Okay, I think I might have close to genuinely... two dozen subscriptions.
Oh my God, Alfred.
And some of them are only like a dollar a month. But it adds up, okay? I've been trying to save money, and look, Rocket Money is a lifesaver. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions. It monitors your spending, and it helps you lower your bills so that you can grow your savings, okay? There's never been a better time to save. With Rocket Money, you have full control over your subscriptions and a clear view of your expenses. Rocket Money will even negotiate to lower your bills for you by up to 20%. All you have to do is submit a picture of your bill, and Rocket Money takes care of the rest. They'll deal with customer service for you. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total of 500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. So stop wasting money on things that you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/review. That's rocketmoney.com/review. rocketmoney.com/review.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Alfred, what's your social battery looking like right now? Because I know for me, I have been stressed out the wazoo and I am drained, Mama.
Well, Riley, darling, it is 8:39 on a Monday night. My social battery is at 1%.
I have been so drained. I am I'm a little ambivert. So I love being with people, but I love being alone. And so, but when I'm with people, I'm on, and then I hit a wall, and then I'm like, it's time for me to leave. And so I feel like that wall has been getting closer lately. It means I'm a mix of an intro and an extrovert. Like, I don't consider myself fully one or the other.
I've been using it wrong.
What have you been using it for?
Oh, I thought it meant that you could only socialize if you're on Ambien.
Got it. Well, it can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter. It's beautiful in spring now. So what's the right amount of socializing for you? How do you recharge? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need more alone time. Like me, I do a little bit of both. Alf, where do you fall?
I need time away from you, that's for sure.
Okay, therapy can give you self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. If you've never listened to the show before, you don't know this, but if you've literally ever thought about the show, you know that Alf and I are both in therapy, and we have been for years. I love therapy so much. I cannot stress it enough. It's the best thing I ever did for myself, for my mental health, for my overall health, my emotional life, physical life, literally everything. My life has fully changed from therapy, and I feel like everyone should be in therapy. And if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It is entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. So find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/review today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/review. Thanks, BetterHelp.
This HeadGum podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt. Mm-hmm. So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
For mayo chup. Obviously, it is a mix of mayo and ketchup.
Unfortunately, yeah.
It is 2 stars from Andrew. So can you give Andrew a last name?
Andrew Brancher.
Where did you go?
I left the room and went somewhere absolutely on the promised land.
Andrew Brancher, 2 stars. The title is Mix It Yourself. One of the best parts about mixing mayo and ketchup is that you get to find your preferred balance between the two flavors. Some people like more ketchup while others like more mayo. Heinz, for some reason, decided that your preference didn't matter to them. They were going to decide that balance for you. Don't be stupid / lazy. Just buy the ketchup and mayonnaise and mix it yourself.
Yeah, man, I'm just trying to get some sauces for a barbecue. Like, we're in this Whole Foods. I don't need you to chew me out on my sauce decisions.
No, man, listen. Here at Whole Foods, we take pride in being able to prepare and expect your every need, all right? We've got different kinds of crackers. If you want a breakfast cracker, you want a little cracker with some cheese, you want some little after-dinner crackers, we got those. We have sparkling water for any kind of the time of day. And we have this mayo chup, not to be confused with the Heinz brand. This is our own 365 brand. We trust us. Just trust us, okay? And if you don't like it...
I really just feel like I'm going to make my own balance between the two. Like, it's fine. Because some people are only going to want ketchup. Some people are just going to want the mayo. And if I get both, then I can mix them and have 3 sauces from 2 bottles, obviously.
No, I absolutely know what you're saying. I absolutely know. I hear you. We hear you. This is something that we get all the time. I put the mayo chup in your bag. You're going to buy the mayo chup.
Fine.
You're going to buy the mayo chup. You're going to go to the party. Cut to the party. Oh my God. Oh, I'm so sorry, Sam. You actually bought mayo chup. You guys, I was literally just talking about this the other day. Like, it's just such a strange condiment. That's so funny, though. Did you bring the ketchup and the mayo?
I was going to, but I got cornered and bullied by a grocery store clerk into buying the mayo chup. It's been happening a lot recently. I've been going into this Whole Foods 365, and I keep getting... they keep deciding what my groceries are gonna be that week.
I feel like this goes without saying, and I know you're going through a tough breakup, and so it's like I know that you
I'm so
are needing different things right now.
Yeah.
But you can decide things for yourself.
You're right. You know what? I'm gonna go back to the grocery store. I'm gonna stand up to this grocery store clerk. Cut to them at the meat counter. I want 1 pound of roast beef, and you're not gonna change my mind.
Mm-mm. You're getting 3 chicken breasts, my guy. Sorry. You're gonna get. I ring the little bell. We get 3 pound, three pound breasts.
That's so many. That's so much chicken.
Listen, man, I'm already ringing it up. Just trust us. You're gonna.
Last time, and I got laughed at the barbecue.
It's the same person in just a different hat.
Yeah.
Listen, man, just trust us. You're gonna cook the breasts, and they're gonna be the best. All right, trust us. We know exactly what you need. Now that's gonna be $725.
No, it's not.
Of course, dollars.
No, it's not. It's chicken breast. It's 3 pounds of chicken breast. There's no way it's more than $40.
I also included 30 more bottles of the mayo chup. Because trust me, you're going to want
to
have it. You're going
to
want
to
have
barbecue.
It.
Come back to the barbecue. The chicken's on the grill. There's like a whole table of the mayo chup. I tried. This person's so convincing. And in my last relationship, I was kind of the pushover. All right? I just went along with whatever she wanted. So... I'm used to that, and maybe subconsciously I want that to happen, but I'm working against it.
You need to break that cycle, Sam. Go on. You know what? Write a script so that you know what to say.
I'm going to do that.
You know, in your own words, like, you are not going to take their shit anymore. It's insane that I have to tell you this when you're just going to the grocery store. You buy whatever you want.
Cut back to the grocery store. Listen up. I'm not going to take any more of your pushing me around. I'm not going to get any more mayo chup on this visit. I'm going to get stuff that I want. Because guess what? A relationship's 50-50, and when it's 70-30 or it's out of balance, it's not a good relationship anymore.
I'm behind the pastry counter. I lift up the latch. I come out. I'm in a baker's hat. I walk over to you. I tenderly grab your face in my hands. I look in your eyes for a long time.
Yeah?
I reach into my back pocket. Without saying a word, I pull out a bottle of my oat chop.
No fucking
And I place
way.
It in your hands.
No and way.
I kiss you on the nose.
Oh, God. I'm just so lonely, and this solves it. Come back to the barbecue. I set the one mayo trip down on next to the rest of it.
Sam! Jesus Christ!
He kissed me on the nose, dude. It was it was so tender. I felt loved in that moment. And I had to
get
the mayo chop.
No. You're being taken advantage of. A group of like 25 people. Let's all go down to that store and tell that clerk that Sam is not going to be pushed around anymore.
Cut to them in the wine area. It's like 20 of them. All right, I brought my whole crew. There's no way you're going to convince me to buy anything I don't want to buy. And it doesn't matter how intimate we get.
That's right. We're here for Sam. And Sam is going to buy whatever he wants, okay? No more of your games, all right, sir? Oh, amazing. You brought friends. That's so exciting. I lightly just caress your face. I'm so happy to see that Sam has other healthy relationships in his life.
That's such healthy boundary setting.
Jesus
I have to
Christ.
Buy the sauce. It's the sauce at this point.
Sam,
it's
Sam,
the only
you
thing
don't
keeping
have
me
to
happy.
Buy the sauce. You don't have to buy the sauce.
It's therapy.
The clerk just like wags a finger and like 20
wholesale.
Other words. Like, yeah, 20
A wholesale
carts.
Cart. Yeah, in boxes of mayo chop. Ring me up. I'm fixing my emotional issues through the sauce and talking to this guy. I really am. Ring me up. I don't care how much mayo chop it takes.
Sam's ex walks in. Oh, Sam, I'm so sorry. I forgot that this was your Whole Foods.
No worries.
I'll just go
I'm
down
doing
the
really
street.
Well, actually.
You look like you're doing really well. Clerk comes up. He is. He's doing better than you ever could have dreamed. Oh, who's this?
This is the clerk that works here. And I don't know his name.
Doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter.
Okay. Wow. Well, you look great. And I'm really happy to see that you've found someone.
The clerk. He knows. He knows he looks good. Yeah.
And, clerk whispers in his ear. Hey, why don't you go show her what you're made of? I pass you a tiny little, like, tit tester bottle of the mayo chop. Go on.
You want me to use it? What do you mean?
Just go give it to her. Just give her a little taste of what she's missing.
I walk up to her. I want you to be happy. Hand her the sauce. I think you could learn a lot from this.
Oh, thank you. You know what? Actually, since we broke up, I'm vegan now. So the mayo actually isn't gonna... The clerk, get out. Get out of the store. Don't even look at him. Don't even look at Sam. Sam, you don't need this shit. You don't need this shit.
I guess I don't need this shit.
No, I'll try it. I mean, I just started yesterday, so I can... If this means this much to you, Sam, I'll try it.
It would mean a lot.
Okay. I'll break
it would
my
be
streak.
Closure. It would be closure.
This
the
would be...
sauce has become my form of healing and growth. The only source, really. It's the fountain of youth to me. And I need you to put the bookend on our relationship and have the sauce.
The group from the party's like, Sam, have you even tried the sauce?
Have I even what?
You've bought like bottle after bottle, but have you even tasted it? You're committing your life to this thing, but we just want to make sure that like that you know what you're getting yourself into.
Not yet, no. But it's been working thus far, and I can only imagine that it's going to work exponentially well when I start eating the sauce.
I pass the tiny bottle back. Maybe you should try a little bit.
Tries a little bit. It's not great.
The clerk's rubbing his back and suddenly stops.
I really don't like this sauce.
Clerk slowly nods, kind of takes off the hat, like runs his hand through his hair. Just like, oh man, what a long day. Holds up a finger, like 1 second. Comes back out, gives him a bottle of Cranch. Slowly nods, like, that's the one.
That's the one. This is the soul.
You're so fickle.
Change naturally. It's not the sauce. All right. Yeah. Do you want to do one more review?
Okay. These are just two observations. One is related to this review, but the other. One, this is just something I noticed on a lot of reviews that we find that I think is so funny, of like people reviewing things to explain what their spouse thought of it. What their spouse thought of it. Like, yeah. Sometimes people will write that it's like, it has nothing to do with what they, it's not like, oh, I love this, this was great. It's like, hubby had the best time on this new exercise bike. Hubby couldn't get enough of the thing. Or like, what's awesome, like, my wife went crazy for this. It's like, have her write it.
Yeah.
Have him tell you his experience. Have them let you know what they thought.
Yeah.
Anyway, this is also for the mayo chup. I'd like to preface this by saying the amount of reviews on here, so many of them were talking about how it tastes like neither mayo nor ketchup.
That's so gross.
And then also, this is one that I like, don't want to use as the review, but there was a review for the Cranch that's like, it tastes like mayo and ketchup. I'm like, God damn it.
Yeah. So, almost exactly what it is, but sure.
But so this is for the mayo chup.
Mm-hmm.
This is in a slew of a bunch of other ones being like, this tastes like neither of the things it says it is.
Yeah.
It is from WJB.
Wilson Jordake. Bosch.
Wilson Jordake Bosch, 5 stars. The title is Different Taste. This is a 5-star review from Mayo Chup. Enjoyed the slightly different taste, parentheses, difficult to explain, and parentheses, have tried it on turkey and ham, will buy again. It's supposed to taste like mayo and ketchup. He's like, I can't describe what it is, but I liked it.
It's like a realtor showing a house, and it's just not what they're saying it is as they walk through. Yeah, so it's a California ranch style. It is, it's kind of that modern farmhouse look. We see that it's like a 2-story Spanish. And, it's interesting. It's there's a lot of character to it. It was built very recently. It's a new construction. It's clearly been around since 1920. And so what do you think?
I think it is so beautiful.
So gorgeous.
It's such a gorgeous house. I'm so sorry. I hate to do this. I feel like I might have gotten the wrong brochure for the house.
How so?
I'm reading one. The one that you gave that you're reading from is talking about the California farmhouse, new construction, and yes. I kind of like look around, make the face. It's like, oh, come on.
Come on. So, it's so amazing.
Yeah. No, it's so amazing. So I would love to get more info about this property specifically, because this one we're very interested in.
This one's great. Like I said, it's a 1-story house. The ironwork on the stair set here is just unbelievable. It's actually new construction. So that's where it gets its vintage charm. I'm sorry. I'm new at this. I just got my realtor's license last week. And so, forgive me if I'm nervous, but, I think I'm getting all the details right.
No. It's all good. I'm looking for a house for my new family. I'm pregnant and my husband's at work right now. And so we're just looking, you know, as we're expanding our life, expanding our family, we want to get a bigger home. And the thing is, I think he would love this.
Yes.
I can't send him any information about it without the right information. So I'd love to be able to just, you know, send it through to him. So if you could pass along the details for this property specifically, I think this is something we'd really be interested in.
I will text it to you right now so you can just copy and paste the text.
Fantastic.
I have your number from your card. All right. It is a bungalow.
It's a totally different description than what you just...
A craftsman bungalow in Hollywood Heights with a view of the ocean. And the only thing about this one is that it's new construction with vintage charm. It's old, and it's new at the same time. It's everything at once. There's a yard, there's a pool, there's a deck. It's
the,
only
the
one.
The actual realtor comes in. Oh my God, Hannah, I'm so sorry I'm late, honey. Oh, hi.
Hi, Scott, excuse me, who are you?
Sorry, Hannah, is this your husband? Oh my God, I'm so happy to meet you. No, this is not my husband.
Who are you?
I'm Hannah Lee. I'm her realtor. Who are you?
I'm W. Jordake Bosch.
obviously.
Sorry, Hannah, I got a text saying that you couldn't make it today, and so your assistant was going to come in and show the house for you.
Wonder who sent that, because I've been the realtor the whole time.
I fired my assistant months ago. He was eating way too much crunch at work. Hannah, I've never seen this man in my life. Oh, my God. Jesus, how did you get the keys to the house?
They are always in a flower pot or something. There's always a place where the keys are, and that goes for any house. This house specifically, though, it has a certain history to it. It's new construction, and it is...
Hannah just goes, it's not.
The thing about it is that it's sort of this hybrid between California Ranch, also known as Cranch, and it's sort of a bungalow. I call it a jungalow, though, because of all this foliage. We see that there's barely any trees.
Listen, you know what? Thank you for being here, W. Jordan.
Jordan Bosch. My wife is having sex with another man as we speak. And I deal with the pain by hosting open houses because it's the only thing that really takes my mind off of things. She wanted to open the relationship, and I seem to be the only one not getting any luck in the sex department. It's a cranch. It's a California ranch. It's one story.
Stop. Look at these stairs. Cranch.
Look at these absolute ironwork, new construction, vintage charm. He is my boss.
I never do this. And you clearly don't have an eye for design, but I feel the passion. Why don't you come work for me? I'll teach you the ropes. I'll teach you where the keys are when they're not in the flower pot. Wink, wink. They're under that. And I think you've got the right kind of spunk for this job.
No deal. I'm sorry, but I have to work on my own practice. I have to work on my own real estate firm. And when you're self-employed, that sort of makes you the boss, which is what I need. I need to feel like a boss, because then I might carry myself with a certain swagger that I could get laid too. And when my wife says, sort of, you see anyone this weekend?
All right, then you need to get out of the house. You need to, we're done. If you're not going to... No, don't make that face. You need to get out of the house.
My wife asked me every Sunday night. She said, did you get lucky this weekend? And then I'm like, of course I did. And it's always a lie. I just want to even the playing field. So I decline your offer, and I'll extend you an offer to be my secretary. And we'll have a sort of affair.
Slaps him hard across the face.
I know! I know it's that.
Be my secretary.
This should be all week long.
Okay, there's a show, and listen, I know I talk about shows a lot, but this one's different.
That's like 80% of your What Shook Me is shows that people have already seen.
This show is definitely, it's on its second season, but we're just discovering it. It's on Apple TV. And it's called Tiny World.
Oh my God.
And it's hosted by Paul Rudd. It's narrated by Paul Rudd. And it is a nature doc show. And it's in the way that it's like each episode, it's like one's the outback, one is like meadows, one's ponds, one's, you know, Caribbean. And it's all about the tiny life that lives there. And so it's about like all these like hummingbirds and sugar gliders and bugs and chipmunks. And the footage they get is insane. Like all of like those kind of like Planet Earth-esque like doc shows are incredible. But these, because the creatures are so tiny, I don't know how they get it.
That's insane.
And they're all so cute. It's incredible. Daniel and I, like, we've been binging it and just like losing our fucking minds. There's an ep, and I'm not gonna give any spoilers. This isn't a spoiler. This is just a fact, but no, because the editing is so incredible. It's like, though, they're stories. These things are like characters. It's wild. And so in the Outback episode, it follows the life of like a mom and a baby sugar glider. And a baby sugar glider is the size of a thumb, and it's insane. And
that's insane.
The mom can like fit in the palm of the hand. And so in the Outback, it's so hot and so dry that when the storms come, it's like a lot of electrical, like heat storms. And so the lightning, it'll cause like giant wildfires. And then there's a specific kind of toxin in these gum tree leaves that it makes the fire rage even more than it already would because of the specific kind of toxin. But anyway, it's like it, because the sugar glider, you watch it get big enough where the mom can't carry the sugar glider on its back anymore. And so they're surrounded by all this fire. And then there's these kind of hawks. They're called like, the colloquial name is like fire hawks. These hawks that swoop in during a wildfire because all of these little creatures are trying to run away. And so they're like, oh, it's feeding time. And they come on in.
Oh my God.
And so it's like, it's crazy. But it's like you're watching this little baby sugar glider take his first flight on his own.
Yeah.
He's surrounded by fire and hawks. And I was getting ready to sob, and I was so, you should watch it.
Yeah.
If you don't want any spoilers for Tiny World, skip ahead 30 seconds. The sugar glider, it survives. The baby sugar glider survives, but I was so ready for it to not do that. And when it ended, Daniel was just like, I'm like, oh, thank God. And he's like, Riley, I'm for your sake, I'm happy it survived, because I was really prepping for it to, for you to, it was going to be a hard night for you if it didn't.
It's going to be a hard night for Daniel.
Yeah. So it's fantastic.
I'm going to watch
that. Nature's incredible.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable how everything works together in
it's
such
crazy.
A seamless way. Oh, really quick tying into that because of nature. It is fucking wild to me that this, like, whatever generation, I forget what it's called, of cicadas are going to come out, and cicadas are crazy, that they have been burrowing for 17 years and are like, good morning.
That's crazy.
It's wild. Your turn, Jimmy.
Dr. Arthur Benjamin.
What?
And that's all.
Dr. Arthur Benjamin.
He got to the bottom of my dry eye issues. I have clogged my Bowman glands.
You're making this up.
Two of them have atrophied, so I've lost some glands, and the others are clogged. So I'm starting Lipoflow, which unclogs your glands. It's also, nobody else could fucking diagnose me with it. I've had dry eye issues since I was like 18.
Wow.
And if I could have figured this out when I was 18, I would have such healthier eyes. So I'm kind of pissed at every eye doctor I've ever seen. But he also explained to me that like the machine that tests for it is like $100,000. So most doctors can't afford it.
Wow.
But this guy also seems to be like the eye doctor to the friggin' stars, because when I was in the office, they were like, and this might be illegal to say, so maybe I'll bleep the guy's name, but he was anyway, they were just like, this, the front desk lady kept being like, oh, and is that for blank celebrity, and I also saw like a celebrity in the office, which is not why I went. I just went because he's the best dry eye specialist in LA, but it also makes me feel like I'm in good hands, because if it's good enough,
that's
for
so exciting.
It's good enough for me. Yeah, so I'm starting with my first Lipoflow session tomorrow, and then they're going to put punctal plugs in my drainage ducts, so basically it's going to increase the quality of tears and the quantity of tears.
Quality of tears.
Yeah.
I'm going to cry so much better. Like the tear quality, they're going to be thick. They're going to be
You joke
glossy.
About it, but that's what's wrong with my eyes.
I know. It's just wild to think about.
But hopefully, he was saying in 6 months, I should have much wetter eyes. And so we shall see. Also, I have like a...
The wetter, the better
eyes. You know how this side of my left eye is always kind of red?
Mm-hmm.
It's because there's like I forget the name of it, but this is like a pink tissue growth that happened because of the dryness. And he said that he can get that out. So I hopefully, knock on wood, will have very white eyes in the next 6 months. And I'm so
Jeff,
fucking
that's amazing.
Happy.
I'm so happy for you. I know that this has been such a stress for you. And so I'm so happy that that's the case.
Yeah. I'm so excited. We'll see.
Yay.
We'll see if it works. Hopefully it does. There could be a world where it doesn't work, but he said, if you do this, it'll get better. He's like, he can't promise how much better, but it will get better. So we'll see.
Yay!
You can follow Riley on Instagram at Riley Anspa, on Twitter at Riley Coyote, and the show on Instagram at Review Review.
You can follow Jeff on Instagram at Jeffrey James, and Jeff on Twitter at JeffBoyRD. Should we thank some VI podcasts?
Let's fucking do it.
Big thanks to Aaron Carrico,
Adam Shea,
Agent Michael Hasty,
Ako,
Alan,
Alex Witt,
Alton Burkholder,
Alvar Wallstrom Lindell,
Anna Liv,
Anthony Amadeo,
Bagadoo. My therapist hated that I wore the hoodie to my last session. It fell bag. Jokes on her.
It fell bag. Bird Cohen.
Bob, did you ever... Never mind. Buell.
Brad Hild.
Brian Dodd.
Brownlee's Druthers.
Chuck.
Cameron Bradley.
Chasen Bales.
Christian Basketball. He loves that basketball.
Connor Finnegan.
Curvature.
Damian M. Tarkandarun Gunderson Kirk.
Daniel on a Bluff Cluff.
Douglas Pimlott.
Eric, listen to my podcast, Lost in Narration, at Lost in Narration Pod on Instagram crust.
Fancy Octopus.
Felicity Britton.
Fidel Royalanda smacking on my titty boosters the third.
Nice. Fiona Davis Esquire.
Grayson, a.k.a. Gray, a.k.a. Matt Scarn. Am I cool yet?
Why? Don't be gray. Matt is fine. Greg Berg.
Hallie Gray Hasty.
I cannot believe Jeff said Sedant. It's clearly Sad Aunt, and now the reason is clear.
Holly.
Isaac Puff.
Jake the Snake Ratiff.
Jake Knight.
Jake Ullman.
Jasper Hoffman.
Jesse Tipton.
Jibe Gosley.
Jimmy Songlaugh.
Jonah Sanchez.
Jub Jacob Jingleheimer Schmidt.
Caleb Luster.
Katie Ross.
Kevin Sunt.
Kinsey Owis.
Lauren Malang.
Kerwin.
Malik.
Mark Priest.
Matthew Izama.
Me making you say things makes you feel powerful and more importantly so happy heart emoji. Thanks so much. I love you guys.
Michael Rowland.
Michael, Mr. Tuesday Night Evac is sad as shit because now that wedding season started, I won't be able to attend any weekend czar. And I imagine he wanted to finish it with Zardies.
Yeah, that's the thing. Maybe we should talk about to the VI podcast and the Discord and see if now that things are actually like normal life is returning, if we should maybe make them on a
weeknight?
Wednesday or Thursday. Yeah.
Yeah.
Nate Porteous.
Nolan Murphy, more like Bolo Murphy. So it's like Nolan Murphy in cowboy fashion. Just get a job, man. That was awful.
Nothing sometimes.
Pee.
That's a new podcast.
Hello, new podcast. Pee.
Phoenix McVernon.
Rooster Williams.
Sam Armstrong.
Sam, I guess this is the only effective way to communicate with you. I want my hoodie. I'm so jealous of everyone else's picks, Adam.
They're coming. Sarah Kildiff.
Slick Ricky.
Spencer.
Steph Kaz.
Sri Fuera.
Theodore Giesen.
These vagabondos are longing to Bob.
Thick Dick Rick's Bisquick Stick. No!
TR, a.k.a. Ghoulia, a.k.a. Penis McGinty.
Ty Samby's Thick Juicy Caboosey.
New podcast. Will Benitez.
Xander Madsen.
Yara Bouchard.
Zach Johnstone.
And Zona Gale, author of such pivotal works as Heart's Kindred. Not just kidding, it's Brendan Metz.
Oh, man.
I'm starving. Thank you to everyone.
Thank you.
For subscribing at the highest tier, you can subscribe also for bonus comedy content at patreon.com/Riley and Jeff. We'll see you guys again next week. Arrivederci.
That was a HeadGum Original.